Good evening, everyone, on Audioboo. This is Robert here, RJNet. This should probably be the first of a few boos that I record this evening. There are a few things that I need to catch up on. I need to do an audio mo recording. I need to do the accent tag thing because everybody else is doing it, so I might as well join in. But I wanted to start, actually, on a bit of a negative, so sorry about that. People may have read in the press about a new app, a new iOS app which has come out called Sumly, S-U-M-M-L-Y. And this has been developed by a 17-year-old who lives in Wimbledon, yes, he does live in Wimbledon. I was pausing there because the article said that he'd then moved his business, but I think it is only his business, out to Shoreditch in the east of the city. And what this app does is it algorithmically summarises news articles so that you can easily flick through them, decide if you know, either just take it in from what's showing on the screen or decide to download it in full and read it properly. And it's meant to be basically providing bite-sized but meaningful news for the modern generation of people who don't have time to read full news articles. And I thought this sounded quite interesting. I quite like reading full articles, but it could be a good way of finding new news, and particularly given that, thank you, Vance, particularly given that Twitter tends to be some... Vance, unless there's a burglar there, please be quiet. Maybe there's a burglar there. Hang on a second. I'm back. Vance is now sitting very expectantly by the front door, making sure that whoever is out there isn't going to come in. And for my part, I've supported him by putting the light on. So hopefully between us, we will chase off any burglars who are hanging around outside. I thought this app could be quite interesting, particularly as Twitter has so much stuff on it these days, actually trying to find, you know, there are interesting bits in there, but you've got to wade through 1,000 tweets of other bits first in order to find the interesting things. So I thought this might be interesting. However, it doesn't work very well with VoiceOver. Works a bit. The text of articles the text of the articles can be read by VoiceOver. However, the navigation doesn't work at all. It's meant to have some kind of fancy navigation where you can swipe left or right to go between stories, swipe down or something to download them, up to do something else, and it just doesn't work. Can't use it at all. So this is a bit of a plea, really. I will tag this with @Sumly in the hope that that somebody on Twitter, ironically, might pick it up. But please, can we have full VoiceOver accessibility on it? Particularly if this is going to be the future of news reading, would seem rather a shame to exclude every visually impaired person who uses VoiceOver. So there we go. That's my sort of gripe for the day. I will come back with other more interesting, useful, positive stuff in a little bit.